This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's June 12th, episode 1189, brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. It is definitely Freestyle Friday. I don't know what's going to happen on today's show. We have no plans. We're just going to do it. But I got to tell you, Jamie, you're probably old enough to have watched the Ghostbusters movies, right?
Oh, my gosh. I know the story you're going to talk about. And I guarantee that I am 100 billion times more excited than you.
Well, so this is the scoop. If you remember back, the first movie, the first Ghostbusters movie, which, by the way, they're still one of several of my favorite movies of all time. The first one, Annie Potts, who plays the secretary for the Ghostbusters, it starts off with her screaming, "We got one." And that is how the movie started. And it was, of course, a ghost. And then they go out and do their ghostbusting thing. Well, they're doing a redo, and they're kind of reversing the roles on everything. The ghostbusting team now is going to be Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig. It's going to be Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon. So it's all the Ghostbusters are going to be females. And they have decided to make the secretary who yells, "We got one," a male. And not just any male. Who, Jamie?
Dun-dun-dun, play the song. It's the mighty Thor. Chris Hemsworth is going to be the receptionist. First of all, I think Melissa McCarthy is the funniest person on the planet. Chad actually laughs at me when I watch her because I can't stop laughing. I just, whatever she does is so funny to me. It elicits tears. So the fact that she's going to be a Ghostbuster and Chris Hemsworth, the mighty Thor, is going to be the receptionist, just, I can't sleep until this happens. And I have to wait another year.
I knew you would love this one. I knew you would love this one. Isn't Melissa McCarthy's in a movie that's out right now, just came out, right?
She's in every movie now.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody thinks she's hilarious.
That's true.
But Kristen Wiig and Melissa, Bridesmaids to me is one of the funniest things ever. And then the movie with Melissa McCarthy and what's her name from Gravity? Sandra Bullock,
oh, yes.
Where they're cops.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. And the slow chase scene,
yes,
where Melissa McCarthy is running up. Oh,
yes.
My God. It makes me laugh.
They were a good combination, actually, those two.
Yeah. So I'm super excited.
This should be fun. It should be a fun movie. Of course, I just love Ghostbusters, so I'm excited to see. And if you think about when Ghostbusters was made, CGI was not what it is today. It was pretty rudimentary when Ghostbusters was made, so they should be able to do a lot with it now.
Now, I wonder if the merchandising is going to be anything like it was, because I was a kid in the midst of my elementary school years when Ghostbusters came out. So I had like all the ghosts. I had the little green guy that slimed you and you squeezed him and slime came out. I don't know why I remember that, but it's going to be there. And I just really hope that, much like my Thor doll, I can get a receptionist doll.
Well, let's just listen for the heck of it.
Across the rainbow bridge, yeah, of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar, you'll behold in breathless wonder the God of Thunder, Mighty Thor.
Yes, And Glenn, speaking of movies, how excited are you that there is less than 1 month until Minions comes out?
Oh, geez. We're seeing it opening day, the first showing, and I don't care if it's during this show, I will not be here. Jennifer and I will not be here. You'll be doing it alone because we are going to see it opening day. We're getting the tickets and going.
The sad news is that I'm going to have to take a day off from the Monty Roberts Gentling Wild Horses Clinic because it comes out all up there. Like, Monty, I will be right back. I've got to take Lucas to see
Yeah, I got
me.
Priorities here. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see that movie.
What's tremendously sad is that I am excited to see it and you are excited to see it, but I have a kid.
Jennifer has a kid too, and she's bringing him to see it. I'm so excited. So excited. And I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners who have posted on my page and who are sending me notes and everything about, and Nikki especially, Nikki Lambert, about how excited they are that Orange is the New Black's new season is out on Netflix.
Woo-hoo. Wait, yes? Stop. Horse. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Orange is the New Black's new season is out on Netflix, came out early yesterday, and it's supposed to be out today, and I will be kicking Jennifer out of the house tomorrow, and I will be doing a marathon of Orange is the New Black the entire day. And seeing that it's supposed to get up to 100 degrees here tomorrow, it's a perfect day to do it.
Yeah.
Perfect day.
Absolutely. Well, I haven't seen that one, so don't give away anything. I'm about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, about 4 years behind on all of these shows. So please tell me nothing.
I won't tell you other than
I just started House of Cards, okay? I'm three episodes in.
A series that's good and funny both, dramatic and funny both, Orange is the New Black is the one. And I tried. I will tell you what everybody says about Orange is the New Black. You guys are going to watch the pilot and you're going to quit about halfway through, and then it's going to eat at you, and then you're going to come back, and you're going to try it again. And the third time you come back to watch the first episode, you're finally going to get through it, then you're going to get through the second episode, then you're hooked.
That's kind of like our show, Glenn. Just like Horses
in the Morning. Right. That's exactly, yeah, that's right. Horse.
It's very true. Jennifer, what is on today's show, by the way? What do you know? What do
Something
you know
about
we're doing?
Horses.
Something about horses. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, I've got a dog under my elbow, and we'll learn about a new fly repellent that's rode into town, and that's going to be with Dr. Tim from EcoVet. And then Victor Espinosa charmed the socks off of Kelly Ripa, and we're going to listen to a soundbite. And then the EquityMFG.com really bad ads sends us off into the weekend with a guffaw. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Time for our daily Winnies. My daily Winnie goes out to three people, and they're all auditors of ours here at the Horse Radio Network: Mary Farr, Ruby Kaufman, and Martha Coors. And they were all part of the second auditor roundtable. We recorded it the other night. It'll be coming out for auditors probably today yet. And then for everybody else on the Stable Scoop feed, it'll be coming out next week. And if you missed the first one, this is where our auditors get together and they just hang out and they talk. They come up with questions for each other. They just talk about horses and life and have a roundtable kind of conversation. It's very interesting and very fun. And I know all of them look forward to doing it. So, and these three were great. They were terrific at it. And I think you'll enjoy listening to it as well. And we, of course, want to thank all our auditors for being part of the Horse Radio Network. You can become an auditor just by going to Horses in the Morning or any of our shows and clicking on the auditor banner in the middle of the page. For as little as a dollar a month, you can have all the benefits of an auditor, which includes being part of our auditor roundtable. And now it's time for yours.
I'm super excited, and I just got this in the mail last night from Debbie Laux, Monty Roberts' daughter, the application for the Monty Roberts Clinic Gentling Wild Horses. So I've got a lot of paperwork to do. Now, Debbie, if you're listening, my computer's broken, so I'm going to have to work a little harder this weekend to get all of this taken care of. Why does everything break when Chad leaves town that he can fix? But I'm going to work on all of it.
He says the same thing about the horses when you leave town. Why is it all, man, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. That horse looks like he's lame. That one just colicked.
Same yeah, thing. But see, the problem is I never leave town. So those things happen when I'm here.
You will be in July.
I know. It's July. Let's see. We've got it July 8th through the 24th. Actually, July 6th through the 24th. Gentling Wild Horses. You guys, there's a couple spaces available. So come and do this clinic with me. Can you tell I'm bouncing up and down when I'm saying that? I really want you guys to come. Somebody come with me. And I'm going to be doing the show. We're testing out the audio. This is the secret special news right here. We're testing out the audio from Flag Is Up Farms. And I might be able to broadcast live every morning. And I'm talking getting up super early because they're also in our time zone here. So it is 6:11 a.m. in California. And I'm going to be awake.
Which means that we probably won't see Monty then on the show. Maybe later in the show.
I'll record something and send it to you.
Okay. Debbie will get up and do the show with you, though.
I know she will, bless her heart. So I'm super excited. It's going to be super fun. Can I say super one more time? Super!
And I think you just go to MontyRoberts.com and to find it, right?
Yes, you can do that. MontyRobertsUniversity.com. You know, just Google Monty Roberts, and there's like 40 million pages that come up. So he's all over the web.
Cool. What do you want to start out with the interview that you stumbled upon?
Okay,
because you have nothing to do, so you sit and watch TV all day.
I know, I do nothing. Behind the scenes here, I would like to paint a picture for our listeners and tell them that I said, Glenn. Oh my God, it was adorable. Victor Espinoza was on Kelly and Michael, and he was so charming and cute. And what does Glenn say? Who's Kelly and Michael? He has no idea what daytime television is. He's too busy watching Orange is the New Black during daytime TV.
That's it.
But he went on and the Kelly and Michael show, and give you a little history, Glenn.
Yes.
Kelly and Michael formerly were Regis and Kelly, and before that they were Regis and Kathy. So it was Regis and Kathy, then it was Kelly and Regis and Kelly, and now it's Kelly and Michael with a variety of people in between that. But Michael Strahan is a former football player, and he's a ginormous. And Kelly Ripa is this tiny little adorable Tinkerbell, and she just gets younger. I don't understand how it happens, but she just gets younger looking as she goes on. And you just, there's part of this interview that you just wouldn't see a tiny little adorable, very ladylike woman do. And she's just so vivacious, and she has a great personality. And the reason I know about the show is because when I was pregnant, I could do nothing. I watched a lot of daytime television. I saw this on Facebook. I don't really watch the show regularly, but here is Victor Espinoza.
Well, history was made on Saturday when American Pharoah crossed the finish line to win the Belmont Stakes and become the first Triple Crown winner in the last 37 years.
Wow.
So everybody, please welcome American Pharoah's jockey, Victor Espinoza.
Mind you, Michael's 7 feet tall, and Victor's like
Victor's
five.
So tiny. Every time I see him, he's now saying hi
high-fiving
to the audience.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit. Looks good. Kelly's not much bigger than him.
She's thank you.
Victor, I gotta say, you are clean as a whistle, man.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Victor, congratulations. Well deserved. Now take us there. Take us to the race. You're on the horse, right?
Yep.
The gun goes off. Yep. What goes through your mind?
Had to do this. Got to do this. It's 37 years. We had to do this now. I've been here twice, and I lose it two times. So this time, it's not going to happen.
Third time's a charm, right?
Yes. Third time is a charm. And you know what? It's a lot of crazy things. But you know what? A lot of silly things going through my mind. So.
Silly things?
Yeah.
Give me the top
silly
one
things
silly
that'll
thing.
Make sense, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like what?
It's like, I'm so hungry right now.
Right. Because you can't eat before a race. Are you going to be light?
Yeah, I was like...
You guys
get it over with.
Yeah, it's the last race in the cart. He is hungry.
Anything that was in front of me. anything that's in front of me.
A carrot, I'm assuming.
Anything.
But watching the race, do you get worried because you were a little slow out of the gate? Did that worry you?
Yes. It was just a little bit like my heart stopped at like 1/10 of a second, right. Because, you know, that was the key for me. For me, the key, I just brake as fast as I can. And American Pharoah is slow because it's such a big and powerful horse that they need a little time to like accelerate.
To build up.
Yeah. And I want to just open it up 1 or 2 lengths so I can be able to control the race.
Right.
And if I was in 1 or 2 lengths, I hit the turn, you know, in 2 lengths in front of everybody, then...
So did you know you were ahead? You can't turn around and look, right? You can't say what's going on back here, right?
I wish I could have mirrors like the cars.
Right. So did you know?
Yeah. Well, we kind of know because I've been riding. That's my job for so long. So, right.
You know, it's my job, Mom.
I had to know where everybody is, how many horses in the race, and pretty much like I have like sense where everybody is, you know, is and behind me. And I tell you, it's not very easy. It's like the scariest thing ever when the horses started getting tired.
Right.
You know, because, you know, the horses, they had a big, big heart.
Right.
And we were like stand up and basically stand up the whole way.
Can you show me the position you're in? Because I'm always fascinated by the on-horse position.
Yeah, well the horse, we had to hit the knee to
She's
the
chest. She's in a skirt.
Right here. Like that.
He's actually demonstrating it at this point.
Okay.
She's trying. He's not.
I think I'd make a good jockey.
Not
I really
bad.
Do.
Yeah, for
right?
sure. Yeah. You got the size.
I got a future. Yeah, goodbye.
Like
goodbye, Felicia's. I could do it.
That looks completely like something else. I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. But you know what? Congratulations. You are the first jockey to go 3 times, have a chance at Triple Crown 3 times, 2 times in a row. You finally won it 3rd time to charm. So glad to have you back, man. And congratulations.
You know Thank you. It's always an honor to be here with you guys. You guys
we love
awesome.
Having you here. Congrats.
Now, there we go.
How charming was he?
Yes.
He was just absolutely adorable. And for her to get down in that skirt, she's trying to cover her crotch and she's on her tippy toes. It was really a good interview and he was adorable. So, I mean, I just love that non-horse people are getting a taste of the horse world and getting to see a little bit more of it. And that's how global this thing goes. I mean, even Victoria over in England heard about it. So
I was just so glad they let him talk. Every interview I've seen where he's comes on is they just don't let him talk. I mean, they don't let him talk. It's just weird.
I think the dramatic pause because he translates in his head makes him a little slower to jump in. And just like us, when we interview somebody who's super quiet, you kind of are nervous that they're not going to say anything.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you keep talking because they're not talking. And so I think that's why, but it was a great interview. And I'm so happy for him.
Well, let's get to some news from around the horse world. And this one I found, talking about Victoria over there in Europe, this is an article I found. They did an article and some studies on how many horses there are in the European Union. Well, they're estimating the population could be as high as 7.74 million. And what would you guess, you know, think about the whole of Europe. What country would you guess has the most horses?
In all of Europe, yep. I'm going to go with Spain.
You know, that's a good guess. I would have guessed the United Kingdom, and we would have both been wrong. So let's go down from like the top 10 here. Ireland, number 10,
yeah.
Portugal, Sweden, Poland, Netherlands, Italy, Germany. Belgium is sitting in the 5th spot. Spain is number 4. Get number 3, and I never would have guessed this, other than they best have a lot of working horses, is Romania, sitting in number 3. United Kingdom, number 2, and France has the most horses at almost a million.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, no, I think you said you knew these people, but there is a equestrian estate that is going to be auctioned off, and it is one of the iconic ones that you drive by. It's an 82-acre estate on Newtown Pike. It's really close to the horse park, and it is one of those picturesque
you know, antebellum mansions with the columns down it. And it's 82 acres. It has 46 stalls, a building that has a veterinary center, a surgery center, recovery rooms, office, lounges, and tack room, has 8 paddocks, 5 big fields. And apparently it was the home of Dinwiddie Lampton Jr. and his renowned carriage collection.
That's correct. He is one of the, anybody that's into driving at all knows this farm because Dinwiddie was a legend in the driving world. He had a very large carriage collection, which Jennifer and I had the opportunity when we lived in Lexington to go to the auction for the carriage collection.
So did he pass away? Is that why everything's been sold?
Yes, that's what happened. And he was older. It seems like Dinwiddie's been old forever. One of those guys, you know? But yeah, it's a beautiful farm. It's a kind of understated house. It's not one of those gargantuan homes. We just did a special on Stable Scoop where we highlighted some farms, quote unquote, that are for sale and with over the top houses and stuff. This is not that. This is it's a large house, but it reminds you of an old farmhouse. Now there's a bazillion outbuildings and of course all the paddocks and everything's beautiful green Kentucky grass and it's all boarded up, you know, all the fencing looks perfect. And there used to be a vet center in there, which is why they have the surgery center and recovery rooms and all of that. I think that was years ago.
See, I, you know, me, I'm not super ostentatious. And I just think that this really is suitable for me.
It is. It's a nice understated property for you.
It's a 5-bedroom colonial homestead is what they're calling it. And there are 2 staff homes. So you guys can live there.
Oh, good. Thanks.
If you want to chip in.
Appreciate
about
it.
$9,000 a month for rent. And I just think we've got auditor space available. You know, you guys, one of you guys, $9,000 a month. All yours. And then we could all live together happily ever after. It's perfect for me, I think.
Yeah. Probably no internet. I probably couldn't live there with you.
We could wire in somehow.
Yeah.
I think we could do
sure. It didn't give an estimate on the price, did it?
It's going to go to auction, like I said, and it's going to be sold, I guess, this weekend. It says this week. So maybe it already was. Maybe Chad, that's where he is. He's not off flying F-16s. He's in Kentucky.
I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Buy me an 82-acre estate. And honey, if you're listening, thank you. I can't wait.
You know, it'd be easy for him to get to any one of 3 airports when he gets his new job.
I know. It's makes sense. So you know what, honey? We could probably turn one of those concrete block buildings into a hangar, and you can just put your own plane there.
Oh, it's big enough, too. You could have his own runway. It'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's something for everyone.
He could fly to work.
At the Dinwiddie Estate.
He could fly to work to go fly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sounds good. Other news about the Triple Crown. I wanted to do this after Michael, but he was back on the track today. American Pharoah is out jogging around the track today. And I love that he gets out on the track. And there's an article on the Blood Horse about he's going to jog today. And now there's an article, he gets a bath after he jogs. So there's
like
actually,
they do every day.
Yeah. Video on the website of him getting a bath. So if you want to see American Pharoah getting a bath after he jogs, then you can go to bloodhorse.com and check it out.
They get baths every day, people. Every day. No, they get more baths than any other critter in the world. Race
He's the only one, and it's on video. So,
hey, can I do the asshole of the week award?
Oh.
It's a new one. I just made it up. This guy gets it, though, and this is out of Holland, Massachusetts. A 26-year-old man was arrested after state police received reports he was harassing several horse riders on Union Road. So, you know, we've all had it where you're out riding your horse and you're on the side of the road or whatever, and somebody buzzes you, and sometimes they rev their engines. Well, this guy, Francis Riley of Holland, decided to be even worse than that. So he revved his engine of his white pickup truck and drove past 3 riders on horseback at about 8:15 p.m. Then he decided that he would honk his horn and also apparently got so close to the rear end of one of the riders that he hit the horse's tail. and caused the horse to freak out. And of course, the rider fell off and onto the pavement. Apparently, no information was available on the rider's condition. And he drove away after being a total asshole. That's why he gets asshole of the week. But state police caught him shortly after that, arrested him, and now he is facing the following charges: 2 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, his car, cruelty to animals, disturbing the peace, and failure to slow for a frightened horse. I didn't know that was a law, but
I didn't
more
either.
Power to him.
It's Massachusetts.
So, yay, they caught him for once.
And then he pled not guilty, but he's still in jail because he couldn't make bail because probably everybody hates him. And everybody else was like, we're not giving you any money, you big jerk. You shouldn't have done that. He must have been drinking or something. I mean, what would cause
somebody?
There are just
mean people. There are mean people.
Gosh, there are mean people.
There used to happen to the Amish all the time. I mean, kids, teenagers used to go out and in Lancaster County and look for Amish on bicycles, especially throw bottles at them. I mean, just awful stuff. They're just mean people in the world. They're just assholes. I'm sorry.
I just don't like mean people. Well, this a-hole is going to pay for his crime.
I didn't
crime.
Know that failure to slow for a frightened horse was a law.
The girl fell off. I mean, she hurt herself. She fell on the pavement.
I get it, but I still didn't know it was a law.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great law. you know what? Other a-holes in the world, speaking of a-holes, let's go to the very tippy top and talk about the Nazis.
There you go. I didn't know we were going to have that in the show today.
It was a segue for you if I've ever heard of one. No, this is actually pretty cool. You know, we all love horse movies. And there's nothing that excites all of us more than opening day of a horse movie and or a movie with Thor in it, or whatever his real name is. And there is a new film coming out on the evacuation of the Lipizzaners from the Nazi breeding farm in Czechoslovakia.
Oh, there was a book about that.
Operation Cowboy. It was by best-selling author Stephen Talty, and the rights have been bought by Mad Riot Entertainment, and they are going to make – you remember the movie Miracle of the White Stallions?
Yep.
Well, that was the stallions that they evacuated. This is about the mares and foals.
That was the one with George Patton had made sure happened. Yep, okay. Yep.
Yes, because did you know that Patton and – Podhouse, I don't know how to say his last name, but I'm sorry that I don't know that. They were both in the Olympics together. And so Podhouse
was in the Olympics and equestrian?
I don't know if it was equestrian. It said he was in the Olympics. I didn't research his history, but apparently he and the other, Podhouse, how do you say that? I'm really embarrassed. I don't know that. He's a super horseman that I should know. Yeah, I know, right? he actually contacted Patton and said, hey, dude, I need your help. Let's take these horses out under his protection. But meanwhile, the Third Army's United States 2nd Cavalry, which is a tank unit under the command of Colonel Charles Reed, discovered the horses, the mares and foals, where there were also 400 Allied prisoners of war. And it was called Operation Cowboy, as the rescue was known, and it resulted in the recovery of 1,200 horses, including 375 Lipizzaners. So this movie comes out. It says it is, now again, 2016. Seems like a million years away, especially if it's December, but it's expected to hit theaters in December 2016. So we have a new horse movie.
It has to have Tom Hanks in it. This is a kind of movie that would have Tom Hanks in it.
Wait a second. Talty Ghost wrote A Captain's Duty with Richard Phillips, which became the Tom Hanks film, Captain Phillips.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's a connection there.
But maybe he will be in it. Do we know who's going to?
Maybe. They haven't said anything. But, I mean, there is a Tom Hanks connection, which is interesting that you said that. So,
well,
maybe
it just seems like a Tom Hanks kind of movie, doesn't it? Hey, Jennifer, did you look up General Patton? What was it?
Working on it.
Okay. All right.
She's our behind-the-scenes Googler.
She's Googling. I did not know that he. Of course, everybody knows he rode a white horse. Was the horse he rode a Lipizzan?
It doesn't say. I don't know. That's something for Jennifer. We have more questions than answers after this story.
We need a whole Patton episode, apparently.
Yeah.
We'll get him on.
General Patton, they have a monument to him up in Hamilton, Massachusetts, and Patton Park is up there. I don't know if he was born there. I don't remember. But I know he had something to do with Hamilton, Massachusetts, where we used to live for a period of
time. Okay. Well, we need to get somebody on from the Patton Park services and ask questions.
There must be a General Patton Museum somewhere, you know, in some guy's basement. There must be. There's always a museum for everything.
Probably it's more glamorous than some guy's basement with his mom.
There has to be
upstairs.
A tank out front, right? I mean, there's got to be a tank out front.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies of all time. I've seen it about 18 times, Patton.
Patton.
George C. Scott. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I hear Jennifer furiously Googling.
Jennifer, anything?
I'm working on it.
Nothing.
We'll come back.
We were trying to give you time here to look it up.
1912 was George Patton's Olympics, and 1936, according to for our Spanish riding school leader.
Okay, so they weren't in the same Olympics?
Well, 1916.
Apparently, I need to do a horses and history segment on General
Patton.
Yes,
we do.
Because I'll look that up.
All right. Yeah.
We'll try and get more information about that, about General Patton. Well, let's do this. Why don't we take a break for Kentucky Performance Products? And then Dr. Wendy had a chance to review a product called EcoVet, which we actually mentioned on the show yesterday when we were talking to Mary Kitzmiller. But we mentioned this product called EcoVet, and she did a review on it, and she tested it for us. And we had a chance to talk to Dr. Tim, who was the vet who designed this product, this fly spray product. So we're going to get to all of that. We'll take a listen to that interview, and then we're going to come back. I have a list for you that I want to do that I think is going to be very helpful to everybody. It's horse care tips. It's 10 easy do-it-yourself horse care tips for a Friday. And then, of course, Really Bad Ads is coming up as well. But first, let's take a listen to Kentucky Performance Products. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissue. Issues. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Well, Wendy, you have been doing a product review for us that Dr. Tim, who's on here with us, had sent you a product to test out, and it's called EcoVet, and it's a fly repellent. Tell us, and let me tell you, Wendy lives in Sarasota. That's southern Florida. We have bugs you can't imagine in Florida. So how did it work?
Well, for me, I think it works great. I was actually really surprised at how quickly it worked on the gnats, because down here in Sarasota, we have a real problem with gnats and mosquitoes because, you know, it doesn't get cold enough to kill them off. So all times of the year, we have mosquitoes, and my horses, I have two that really suffer with sweet itch, and so, you know, they have to live like vampires because they can't be out at dawn and dusk. And then they start that horrible itch scratch cycle. And, you know, even if I get the gnats off of them, if they start the itching and the inflammation in their skin, they just can't stop scratching. And So I started using this, especially on my little baby horse's ears, because he just rubbed his ears raw last year. And there was nothing I could do to stop him from scratching. And this has worked so great. And I did a little experiment because I was grooming one by the fence. And the other ones, of course, all stand there staring at me. And we have some cows in the neighborhood. So I have some of those cattle flies that, you know, surround their eyes. So I sprayed it on their face, on one of them's face. I put the EcoVet on and just like I wiped it on my hands and then rubbed it on his face. And then I put my regular pyrethrin-based fly spray on the other one. And like, of course, within 5 minutes, the flies were back on the other one. And this EcoVet lasted like, I mean, I was grooming for like 30 minutes. So I actually, my experiment wasn't so good because I didn't stay around a time till how long it lasted. But I noticed a big difference, you know, whereas it wasn't just like, oh yeah, this stuff works.
Well, Dr. Tim, what makes this EcoVet different than other fly sprays out there?
Well, I think Dr. Wendy really hit it on the nail on the head because it's not a pyrethrin or pyrethroid. It's not an essential oil. It's a totally new set of ingredients, and they're food-grade fatty acids. And some basic research was done about 20 years ago by a scientist that was looking at why mosquitoes attack and what they do, and he was actually trying to develop an alternative for DEET for the Army. And what he found was that certain compounds really repel. And in these groups of compounds, he found these fatty acids that really repel well. And interestingly, they repel at higher concentrations, but they're actually insecticidal at lower concentrations too. So it's an interesting compound that actually repels and kills the flies and the Chelicoides. And we know the Chelicoides are a big issue. And so that was really neat to hear that it works so well for Wendy.
Well, how often do you have to put it on? I love these fly sprays, by the way, that say good for 10 days, which is a crock of crap. I have never seen a fly spray I haven't had to put on every day. I don't care if they say 10 days or not. That's just crap. So, how often do you put EcoVet on?
I think every 1 to 2 days, if there are horses that are particularly prone to having problems with sweet itch, I really recommend twice a day. And, you know, that's because they just can't afford to have any landing at all. It just really sets off that inflammatory reaction that Wendy was talking about. And once it gets going, boy, that's a challenge, you know, in doing that because they're so allergic.
And
once it starts, it's almost impossible to stop. So you need to stop it. It's just like the flea control with the dogs when dogs have hot spots. If they get bitten by one flea, that's it. They're going to be scratching all the rest of the month. And just like with the horses, if they get bitten by the gnats, they're going to start the sweet itch cycle, and it's going to be impossible to cure that year.
Right. And we've had some pretty exciting results clinically from our hospital and some neat success stories of horses that have never had a year without it. And, you know, that they're bundled up, they're wearing the sheets, they're trying everything. They're the vampire horses, fly sprays. You know, they try SWAT, they try fans, they try everything. And this is the first time some of them have actually had a mane or a tail, you know, and that's pretty exciting that they're able to do that.
I kind of look at it like the stealth. It kind of makes your horse like a stealth fighter, because really what it does, I mean, that's right, because it really makes your horse kind of invisible to the insect.
In a way, and that's kind of the mechanism, is that we never know exactly how things work when they're doing it, but it does seem to confuse the bug's ability to navigate. And so you can actually watch them fly into the zone, because it's kind of a repellent that's a spatial repellent. And you watch them fly into the zone that as it's evaporating off of the horse, and you see them, they kind of fly in and get confused, and they can't figure out where the horse is, and they fly away and eventually die. So it's kind of an interesting mechanism in how it works that way.
Interesting. So now, how's it come? How do you buy it?
Well, there's a couple of different things. We're a new company this year. We're just expanded nationally. We were just regional in the Pacific Northwest last year, so we're making our inroads. Dover does sell it for us, and we're pretty excited about that. We're making contacts throughout the industry. There is our website, too. And so right now, the website may be the most reliable way of doing it. But like we said, Dover is a big account that does ship nationally, too, and able to get the things out. We're really hoping to get it locally to a lot of people as soon as we can, too, through our distribution network.
And that's eco-vet.com. Is that the website?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, one thing we should warn people about is the smell, because they're going to they're gonna encounter that right away. So
right.
We'll warn them about that. Now, the odor that it has, it's not your typical fly spray. So explain that.
Part of it is where it comes from, you know, and they're food grade fatty acids, but they're actually derived from palm kernel oil. And so you have a real coconutty type of smell. And actually, one of the Latin name for one of the fatty acids is caprylic, and that caprine is goat, and it does kind of smell strong. So there is a strong, very different smell. Now, we do have a fragrance that goes along with that to try to help alleviate that a little bit, but it's just a very different, strong scent. In doing that, so it
Glenn,
is
that's why I love it, and you don't love it.
What?
Because it's goaty. I love that goat smell. I have goats.
Yeah, she has goats, so that maybe explains it.
And I love the smell of it. I think it smells great.
It's one of the things I've noticed that either you love it or hate it. There's not going to be an in between. So, but the
but
one
you know
thing
what?
I think,
well, if it works, ahead. That's the most important part, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the best.
I like that
part.
It doesn't smell like chemicals. You know, like I hated that skin so soft stuff because it gave me a massive chemical headache whenever I got even close to it. And this, I mean, it does have a strong smell. And actually, it's funny that you say that because I did not know it was the goaty smell, but there was something familiar about it, you know?
Right.
But it just, it doesn't smell like chemicals to me, which is what I like about it.
Good.
Well, okay, so you can find it at eco-vet.com. You can also find it at Dover. It seems to be price point about the same as other high, kind of high-end fly sprays, right? I mean, that's where I've seen it. And then you can buy it spray bottle. You can also buy the replenishment bottles as well, up to a gallon, from what I saw. So sure. You can definitely accomplish your goals, whether you have one horse or a whole herd out there. Either way, and that's called EcoVet. It's eco-vet.com. And after yesterday's show, I got a message from Ellen, Dr. Ellen in New York, who wanted to know if it was good for ticks. And the answer I got, I asked EcoVet that, and they said, while it has not been tested against all species of ticks, it has been shown to repel and kill ticks and was approved by the EPA for that purpose. So I hope that helps answer that question as well.
Is that a maybe?
It has been shown to repel ticks, but they haven't tested it on all the 50,000 varieties of ticks.
Okay, so maybe.
It's a maybe. exactly. EcoVet. All right, good. Well, let's do this. I have this list here. This was on SavvyHorsewoman.com. Have you ever come across SavvyHorsewoman.com?
No, but you know, when I saw that you posted this list in our show notes, I was pretty excited to know that you read Savvy Horsewoman.
I like to be caught up on all things horsewoman. I wake up in the morning looking forward to it.
Lucky wife.
I didn't know there was a Savvy Horsewoman either until I came across this article. But it was a really good article, and it might be something you want to check out. But anyway, these are the 10 easy DIY horse care tips. Just little things to make your life easier. And a couple of them I haven't seen before, a couple I have. So first one is a homemade ice pack. And I never knew this. You pour palm olive dish soap into a heavy-duty reusable plastic bag, and you freeze it. Apparently, palm olive does not freeze solid. Some other brands do, they say, so you can experiment. But palm olive does not, so it becomes a reusable kind of cold pack because it's kind of mushy like peas. You know how your mother always says, get the peas and put it on your knee that you just banged up?
Well, she says, get the steak, and you're like, yes. Gross. I don't want raw meat to touch my face.
Well, steak is hard when it's frozen, though. Peas, a bag of peas is perfect. But, you know, for some reason, after the bag of peas has been, you know, on an elbow or a knee, I know they're in the bag, but I have trouble eating them after. But so this solves that problem with some palm olive dish soap.
I always use the, I have my vaccine shipped to me and they always come with cold packs. So yes. I have a ton of cold packs in my freezer that
but they freeze hard, right? Solid?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. You're right. And this is, you better go to Costco and get some palm olive though, because you got to use a lot of it for a Ziploc bag.
That's true. You're using the whole bottle of palm olive. Recycled old socks. I think everybody's seen this one where you, you cut the foot out and you use it for fly protection. Maybe spray some bug spray on it. Spray some Eco Gold on it and put it on your horse's leg.
I've seen the horse socks, but I've never thought about using my own socks. And the socks in this picture fit really well. I wonder if that would...
Is that they tend to fall down.
I was going to say that I would imagine by the time I use my recycled socks, I'm using air quotes, recycled socks, they're so
well. The other thing is you'd want to use Chad's stretched. Because your feet are about size 4, so your little socks aren't going to fit any average size horse.
So I could protect the coronet band.
That's pretty much it. How about we talked about this one the other day? I don't know where. Jugs in the water trough, where you freeze gallon jugs of water and you put them in the water trough. If you use big water troughs outside, because I know we have automatic waters here, and they're not the big water troughs; they're the smaller ones. Maybe hold what 30 gallons, 20 gallons, or whatever. But when the summertime, you put your hand in that water, and it's hot. So this is, you take the gallon. Now you'd need a big freezer to do this, or you're eating nothing and you have nothing in the house to freeze gallon jugs of water in your freezer. And then you just throw the gallon jug in, apparently it cools off the water and the horses like to play with them too. So,
okay. Can I kind of be like a little mom nerd for a second?
Yeah.
My chickens really prefer to have their water frozen too. So I actually take these and I put them in the chicken coop and they like lay against them. It's hilarious. Gotta keep my chickens happy. Girls are working hard.
Reuse dewormer tubes. I don't know how I felt about this one. Just let me read this one to you. Throw out those used syringes. Give them a thorough washing and fill with applesauce as a treat for your horse. Soon they'll be eager and open their mouth willingly. No more battles with dewormers. They got a point there, but you still got to clean it out. That's kind of icky.
Or you get a 60cc syringe and put the applesauce in then.
That's a good idea. It is a good idea, though, for training them to take the syringe. I didn't know horses ate applesauce.
That, of course, assuming like that your apples. Horse likes applesauce.
Exactly.
I can barely get Lucas's sippy cups washed out, okay? Like, I'm not going to freaking wash out dewormer and I get ivermectin all over my hands. Never going to happen. Tell you that right now.
Pool noodle boot trees. I've seen this before. I've seen this before where you take the pool noodles and you just cut them into sections and you use them to hold up your tall boots. You just stuff them in your tall boots.
It is
genius. It is a good idea. And they come in different sizes. They come in different widths. I know this because we have a pool and you do because you have a pool and you can't have a pool without having pool noodles. But they come in different sizes. So for if you have bigger boots, you can get the bigger size or smaller for the smaller boots. It's perfect.
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know. We must have 50 pool noodles around because they tend to die after a year. And then Jennifer goes, well, we can't throw them out. They might be good for something. And here you go. Here's what they're good
for.
Now
you know.
Now they know. What did we do before pool noodles? And how did these Western trainers ever train a horse before a pool noodle and a tarp? I don't know what they used.
A lot of spooky horses out there.
Remove scratches and leather. And this one's, I didn't know about this one. Maybe Jennifer did. Jennifer, do you ever do the olive oil on leather to remove scratches?
Cannot say as I have.
It wasn't in the Pony Club manual?
No, olive oil was not in the Pony Club manual back in the day. No. Wait,
apparently you take extra virgin olive oil and you put it on a soft cloth and you rub it into the leather in a circular motion until the scratch disappears and you wipe off any extra oil and you're done.
That probably works on furniture.
It says leather.
Sounds like a very, again, not very cost-effective way.
Maybe they're not referring to the kinds of scratches.
You can buy cheap olive oil. You don't have to buy the $25 a bottle extra virgin. You could probably buy the cheap stuff.
Doesn't have to be organic.
No, it doesn't have to be organic.
Only if you're tax organic.
Or DMSO or whatever that is. Clean and now this one bothers me as a horse husband, and I know you guys do it. Use your dishwasher to clean any non-leather horse tack. I know people, and they're talking about bits, stirrups, halters, girths, lead ropes, and your synthetic leather. Like down here, we use synthetic leather everything. My harness is synthetic. And I know people, drivers, who take their harness and they put it in their dishwasher and they run it through the dishwasher. I cringe like I do when Jennifer puts the saddle pads in our washing machine. Just cringe.
And yet, you have no trouble washing the dog's disgusting bed in the washing machine. Hello.
See how that works. Must say that my dishwasher has a hard enough time cleaning my dishes, but putting the bits in there is actually genius. I think I've put the bits in there. I wouldn't put girths and lead ropes in my dishwasher because then you get all that dirt down into your dishwasher and then I would break it and it'd be a nightmare.
Hey, Jody just posted on our Facebook page another one, and I didn't never thought about this one. Thank you, Jody, and I'm going to do it today, actually. I never came up with this idea. Pool noodles are great shaft covers for carts. You cut them, and then you just slide them over the shafts.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jennifer,
ding,
you know
ding,
what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one of the big pool noodles, you know, our stand that we said we needed to cover with rubber at some point. I'm just going to take a pool noodle and put it over top. Perfect. Thank you, Jody. I never thought about that before. This one's good. I don't know. You know, there are people who have to have extension cords running to various things around the farm, and they're outside, and they're in the rain. And I always thought about the connection if you have to put two together, sitting there in the snow and the rain and the muck, and it's just not a really good idea. This is a brilliant idea. What you do is you take a 5-gallon bucket. You turn it over so it's sitting, you know, the open end down. You drill two holes in the sides of the bucket, and you put the two ends of the extension cord, one through each hole on each side, and you plug it in under the bucket, in the bucket, actually. So what happens if it rains is it's not hitting the plug-in part. So where the connection is, there's no weather getting on it, no snow, no rain, no nothing.
Or no horse feet, because I have, like, I don't know, 47 power cords that are stretched from my house all the way out to the back so I can give my horses fans. So this is a great idea.
It is a great idea. Keep the chickens out, you know, everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, they do make extension cords specifically for outdoor use, you know. But you can just buy it at the hardware store.
Those are expensive.
Yeah, this is a cheap $2 bucket from what's that restaurant we get the buckets from, Jennifer? Firehouse Subs.
Pickle buckets.
If you have a Firehouse Subs in your area, you can buy their pickle buckets for $2.
Oh, really?
Yep. You just go in and all the money from buying the pickle buckets goes to the local fire department in your area.
So. Now, this same system would work with any sized bucket with a lid because you could put, like for Jamie, who has 16 different plug connections. I don't know how there's any power by the time you get to your barn. Not much. You could use smaller buckets, like supplement buckets. Something small.
Yeah, you could. Anything, just drill the holes in the side. Not the top. That'll kind of defeat the purpose of the water getting in. Okay, so drill the holes in the sides.
Yeah.
How about monitor trailer temperature? I don't know why I never thought about this one. You can get those inexpensive indoor-outdoor thermometers that are electronic, wireless and electronic. So you put the sensor outside, and then you keep the little thing that tells you the digital temperature inside. You just put the sensor in the trailer and you keep the digital part up in the cab and you can tell exactly what the temperature is in your trailer.
I seriously love this idea. I'm always stressed about the horses in the trailer and how warm it is. And I pull over and I stick my arm in and you can't tell because it feels hot, but they got breeze going through there. I love this. I'm going to go get one today.
And they're not that expensive. Today. They're really only about, I think, $20, you know, so you can pick them up at Kohl's and all those kind of places. I never thought about this either. It's a brilliant idea. The next one, I don't know. They say use mosquito netting to cover feed buckets. Like if you're making mash and it has to sit there for a while, we just use an old towel. I don't know why they want to use mosquito netting to cover it. It says it keeps the flies out. The old towel does the same thing. I don't know why they're doing that. But anyway, I think that probably right there, the trailer temperature one was the one that really jumped out at me.
Let me jump in on this mosquito netting thing.
Yeah.
Because you can buy the beet pulp pellets for a lot cheaper than you buy the beet pulp shreds. But the pellets require hours of soaking. And
you
soak
the shreds too.
I soak the shreds, but it only needs like 5 minutes. Mm. So... I feed it a lot faster, but the problem is I've tried to do because I like to save money on feeding horses. Cause you know, otherwise you are starving yourself. the chickens, again, come into play. If you put a bucket of bee pulp pellets, the chickens will go in it and they will use their little feet and they will scratch, 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 scratch until everything is out or the bucket is tipped over, and then they go on a frenzy and they don't even like it. All they are is trying to find bugs in your bee pulp. And there's, I'm sorry.
It's like a ball pit for a chicken.
Yes. It's exactly right. It's like they get to dig around in your cereal. It's so annoying. And so I now have to spend more money on the shreds because I can soak it for 5 minutes while I go around and do everything else and then give it to each of the horses. Here's my happy feeding tip. This is what I do on a regular basis. Purina sells these little tubs that are all these different colors. And you can use them for dog food bowls or dog water bowls. And they're like the size of a dinner plate. And the sides are probably about 5 inches tall. And they're all different colors. I have blue, light blue, navy blue, purple, pink, yellow, green, and red. And every one of my horses has their own color. So, like, Duke is the yellow horse, so he has the yellow bucket. And Edward's eventing colors is blue, so we use the blue on him. And then my little girl that has the little pony, she likes pink, so we use pink for that. Every single horse is color-coded. So you don't have to go, when you make your food, because I used to make all the food, and I was like, wait, whose was this? Okay, hold on. Wait, this. How much does this one have? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Do you ever struggle with that?
You write the name on the side of the bucket, but who wants to duck underneath the bucket and look at it when it's gone?
Well, you can't see it either.
The problem I have with that is I go in the barn, and Jennifer has done the same thing with our two horses, and I look at the two buckets, and I still can't remember whose is whose.
Exactly. Yeah. Color-coded.
But no, they're color-coded. That's what I'm saying. One's blue and one's red. And I go in, and I had the number of horses you have, I'd never remember whose color was whose.
Exactly. However, the second part to that is each horse's feed bucket matches the, feed color.
Look at you.
Color coordinated horse owner.
Well, Duke has a yellow bucket because he has the yellow feed thing. And so when I'm telling the kids to go, and this was really part of it, it really helps them when I go put the yellow one in the yellow bucket. And the red one in the red bucket. So for kids, that's just my happy, helpful tip. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you. I mean, they're like a dollar. Say so easy.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break for our song. We got really bad ads, of course, brought to you by EquityMFG.com. Coming up shortly, got a good batch this week. But I had a request for, actually, I had two requests for songs. I had one request from a listener and one request from Jamie. And that means the listener wins and Jamie loses. Jamie, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play your request. We'll play the show out with your request today. Okay. But in the meantime, today, I had a request from Uta, one of our listeners from day one, who has, this is a song that is in honor of somebody who died in 1979 on June 11th, yesterday. His name was Marion Mitchell Morrison. Oh. Do you know who that is?
I certainly do. That is the Duke.
That's correct.
Seriously.
I can't believe it's been 1979. Were you even born yet?
You know, my dad currently, I was born. Okay. Thank you very much. Barely. But my dad is currently at the Memphis Film Festival. And what that is all these old cowboys. It's like the old Western version of Comic-Con, where all these old ass movie actors, they're like in their 80s. And it just goes to show you how they didn't make as much money back then. They're selling their autographs and their pictures. My dad.
Are they dressed up in cowboy hats and boots?
Oh, probably. I don't know. But they show old movies and then they sit there and they autograph things for money. And so my dad is at that. He goes every year and he's talking about this person and this person. And I was like, how cool would it be if John Wayne was there? And he was like, oh my God. Like, he hadn't even thought of that. The greatest idea ever.
How cool
Sorry,
is
Dad.
It, though, that all these guys get together, probably old guys. They're probably all old guys because they're the only ones that remember those movies back, the old Westerns. And how cool is it that they all get together? They're probably eating barbecue and watching Westerns. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, I'll tell you how cool it is. It's so cool that my dad's wife won't go with him. So he goes by himself to the Memphis Film Festival. And he called me last night, hammered. And he's like, I'm just loving the best time ever. And he's, I talked to this person. I don't even know who these people are. And he just has the absolute best time.
All right.
So
let me add alcohol, barbecue, and old westerns.
Yep. Oh, and the old actors, like he's in hog heaven. It's like when, if we're old and we go to the Rolex festival and we get to meet all the old riders, like that is how exciting it is to him. So I love that Uta requested this song, and Dad and I talked about the anniversary of John Wayne's passing yesterday, so it's very appropriate. I miss John Wayne. Still the best.
Been looking for something that's missing in our world, and I wonder if my search is all in vain. Where's the good guys? Where's the bad guys? Where has law and justice gone? Lord, how I miss John Wayne. All alone in the saddle, with guns blazing in each hand, with true grit in his teeth, he held the reins. He charged hard into battle, where a lesser man he would have run. Lord, how I miss John Wayne. He never backed down from a job that he had to do, and he could cross the line from talking with a clenched fist attitude. He knew right was right and wrong was wrong, but today they seem the same. Oh Lord, how I miss John Wayne. Never thought I'd see the day, but his time has come and gone, and now a man's man, he's looked upon with shame. What we're needing in this world today is men with the guts to back up what they say. Lord, how I miss John Wayne. He never backed down from a job that he had to do, and he could cross the line from talking with a clenched fist attitude. He knew right was right, wrong was wrong, but today they seem the same. Oh Lord, how I miss John Wayne.
Well, there have been a lot of cowboys who have come and gone. Men like Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Johnny Mack Brown, Tex Ritter, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Jimmy Stewart, Bob Nolan, Cisco Kid, Tom Mix, Buck Jones, old Walter Brennan, Bob Steele, Ray Reed, Bob Crosby, Hopalong Cassidy, Gabby Hayes, Ben Johnson, of course old Louie L'Amour. They're all cowboy heroes, and in many ways they're the same. But Lord, how I miss John
Wayne.
That is Dan Roberts. He sings that song in honor of the anniversary of John Wayne's passing. Thanks, Uta. And she's gone on. She and I are now chatting about what our favorite John Wayne movies are. And, you know, his website used to be oldbootsmusic.com.
It's gone.
But it's not working.
No, it's not. It's not there anymore. I think he's kind of gotten out of the music business is what I'm gathering.
Well, he sounds so much better on this sound than he does the old sound. So I'm like, I want to download everything. Oh, no, it's gone. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And it's time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. I forgot something, and you've got to hear this, because it just ties into what we were talking about earlier with the farm for sale. I forgot the Horse Radio Network quote of the week. So right here, before we get to the really bad ads, you got to hear the Horse Radio Network quote of the week. This was off the Stable Scoop radio show. We had a couple of realtors on talking about over-the-top, unbelievable, multi-million-dollar farms and properties for sale around the country. And well, let's just listen to Helena with this one. This is the quote of the week, and it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier in the show.
This place is huge, and you know, over 40,000 square foot equestrian center. It's young. It's only 8 years old, right? But here's what got my attention. It's got a heated farrier wing.
Yep.
What the hell is that? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know why that's exciting to me, but it is.
Does that mean it comes with hot farriers? Is that what it means? You got five hot farriers lined up in the wing just waiting for you anytime? Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, the best ones are going to want to come to my barn. They're going to be like, we're going to go to Helena's barn because she's got a heated farrier wing.
That's right.
And I could be like, sorry, we're taking applications for only hot farriers. You're not accepted.
Love it. Love it.
So there you go. That was the quote of the week. We're only taking applications for hot farriers.
Dan Roberts update, LoneStarMusic.com. He's got a new website.
Oh, cool.
Really?
So yep. We got to get him back on. It's been a long time since we talked to Dan.
I know. Last time we talked to him, he was herding cattle while we talked to him.
That was awesome.
He's so cool. Okay,
and I got a thank you from Uta, who said that the song sounded so wonderful on our new system.
She could actually hear it.
It's so much better.
All
right. Really bad ads time. Time of the week when our listeners submit really bad, usually Craigslist or Facebook ads for horses or other farm things. And we talk about them, have a little fun with them. And Jennifer is good. Well, we have two prizes. We have EquityMFG.com, the best manure forks around. I assume you're still using yours in the 110 degree heat out there. Do they melt, Jamie?
You know, one thing I do worry about out here is I'm very meticulous because I protect my Flexen fork with all my heart. And when I am done with it, I will put it in the shade. We have like a little tack area off to the side, and I have to put it in there and I hang it up because the sun destroys everything here. And the fact that this thing has lasted almost 3 years is a testament to the strength of it, because you know, every once in a while, one of these little children that's going to clean things goes and takes my fork, my Flexen fork, the carbon fiber handle, and they take it out there and then they leave it in the wheelbarrow sitting in the sun. And I freak out, but I freak out on them. I don't just freak out. I'm like, put it away. It needs to be in the shade. But again, it hasn't been in the shade much and I still use it all the time. And it's lasted an incredibly long time. And I just can't say enough. You guys, it's worth the money. I mean, just right there. It's worth the money.
Equity, MFG.com. Look for the Flex and Fork and the Shaken Fork. And of course, they're giving away a Flex and Fork. We gave it away last week on every month of the show. Anybody who submits an ad, you don't have to be a winner. Anybody who submits an ad gets put in the list on the pile, and we draw a name every month to win a Flex and Fork. At the end of the year, we're giving away a Shaken Fork. But also every week, because we are the giving type here at Horses in the Morning, we give away a weekly prize to what we determine is the winner. And Jennifer's going to tell us what that is.
This week, our prize is from the JF Equine Collection, a pair of Breton Saddle Savers. Keep your English saddle in good condition by slipping Saddle Savers over your stirrups irons. Saddle Savers provide pillow soft protection for your English saddle against micro abrasions and scratches from dirt on your stirrups, keeping your saddle looking new as well as new as the day it was purchased, and it also preserves your saddle's value. The pillow soft outside fleece makes contact with the saddle, and inside, the cotton or nylon interior makes collects the dirt and makes getting rid of it easy. The sturdy stitching and pull cords make securing Saddle Savers easy and fast, too. And then when you're ready to ride, you can use Saddle Savers to put your keys or your cell phones or your lip balm in. Turn the saddle inside out, protect your horseshoe studs or your spurs. Choose from a multitude of colors and fabrics at jfequinecollection.com.
Thank you to them. First ad is sent in by Janelle, who said, is this in Pilot Mountain? I don't know where that is. Sweet horse for sale, $700. I am selling a horse. Her name is Honey. She is 12 years old, and she's been rode before. She is very sweet, good around kids, and knows her name and tricks galore. Price can be negotiated, but must be cash money. Thanks, Katie. It all rhymed except for the thanks, Katie part.
Oh, you're right. Honey, money before galore. Yeah, you didn't read it as
a poem.
I didn't realize it was, so I started reading it.
I am selling a horse. Her name is Honey. She is 12 and she's been rode before. She's good around kids and knows her name and tricks galore. Price can be negotiated, but must be cash money. I don't think they meant to make it rhyme.
I don't know either, but cash money is only for this 12-year-old.
The pentameter leaves a little something.
Yeah.
It's a good poem.
Yeah.
It's just a poem.
Yeah. It was an attempt.
It was an attempt. Yeah, Belle sent in the next one. she wrote, holy homophones, Batman. We have way too many smart listeners. Okay. Old Anvil made by Peter Wright for $350. Old Anvil used made by Peter Wright. I know that not spell right, but that is how spell right on the anvil. Its weight is 150 pounds. I don't even know what I just read.
I was looking up homophone because I had no idea what that was.
Well, it's like right and right is a homophone.
Yeah, it's like two words that are kind of alike or whatever.
And I guess she spelled right wrong. Ah, gotcha. See what I did there?
I see it.
But that's how it was spelled on the anvil. It was right and wrong. See what I did?
That's a first, Belle. We've never had an anvil in Really Bad Ads. Yeah. That's a first. Ingrid sent in the following. Horse for sale. Horse for sale. He is a guy horse. He has papers to prove he is a horse. What, the four legs and the whinny don't do it? You need papers too?
Keeps going.
He has been a horse for 12 years. I'm glad to see he didn't start out a mountain lion. And then, you know, about 2 years later, he went to be a giraffe. And then 2 years after that, a horse. Does horse things for about anyone who gets on him. $1,500. Located in his horse pen in Menomonee, Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. Horse for sale. He's a guy horse. He has papers to prove he's a horse. He's been a horse for 12 years. Just horse things for about anyone who gets on him. And he's in a horse pen.
You know damn well this is a divorce. He got stuck with the horse, but didn't want the horse, and he's selling the horse.
You gotcha. That's great. I know nothing about it. It's just a horse.
She left with the farrier, and he got stuck with the hot farrier, and he got stuck with the horse.
That's funny. Robin Kane sent this one in, and this is the title is in all capital letters. So they're yelling at you, and they're yelling at you this: for sale. If you can't ride this guy, go home. 100% bomb proof. I love this guy and price right. That's the title of the Craigslist ad.
Whoa.
goes on to say, gorgeous, there. Gorgeous 9-year-old gelding broke to death. Don't wait on snatching this guy up because he won't last long. He can rope, cowboy dressage, trail ride, you name it. He can do it. $12,000.
Whoa. I hope he can do it.
He better be able to do it.
We don't even know what kind he is. He's just a gelding.
But by God, he's broke to death and price right.
He's price right. And he's bomb-proof. I love him so much, I'm going to sell him for $12,000.
Yeah. You're not going to get 12 grand on Craigslist. You're barking at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Like, wrong site.
Yeah, wrong site. Might want to consider one of the online ones for 12 grand.
Yeah.
Bryce Wilson sent in our trailer of the week, which actually, as our trailers of the week go, is very handsome. But
it's a stretch.
I said, as our trailers of the week go, this one actually has inflated tires. It looks like it's been loved. It's mowed around. You could actually get to it to haul it out. There's that.
Here's what, the more I looked at it, it really doesn't look like a trailer in as much as it does look like an armored car.
Or let's read the
ad. What it is? It's the Harry Potter double-decker bus.
It kind of does look like that from the front, doesn't it? Yeah, you're right.
There's little gun holes.
And that's because of this, because it's a trailer, and this is the title, Extra Tall, 2-horse bumper pull trailer for $1,075. How do you think he came up with $1,075 and not $50?
Because he'll bargain and he'll only come down at $1,000. So.
Okay, gotcha. This is a really nice trailer for your tall horses. Price to sell, $1,075 cash only. That's a great buy for this trailer. Tall, ready to pull today safely with your tall horses.
You know what they did is they took one of those regular 1970s round front 2-horse bumper pulls and they cut the roof off and then they welded a piece around.
That's exactly what they did.
And then they put the roof on top of that. So literally you could probably put a small giraffe in here.
That's looks exactly like what they did. You're right.
Yeah. No.
I wonder if you got to watch this baby on some underpasses because
we will. It's taller than semis, so you're going to have to go around.
Your trailer will lose its top.
Yeah.
Yours is up next.
Ruby sent in the next one, and I love when people spell things wrong, like registard. This is Ruby, 10-year-old sorrel registard. Quilding for $2,000 in Walitka. This is my favorite horse, Sig. He's the best Maynard horse I've ever owned. Don't care much for sailing him, but I'm picking up other hobbies. Anyone can ride this horse if they have experience at all. He isn't a little horse by far. He's every bit 16 or 17 hands tall. He will pretty much do anything you ask of him. Load him in any kind of trailer, walk up or down stars. Northen really spooks this guy, and he's beautiful. He knows it, very flashy parade horse or just all around parade horse. I've gathered cattle on him, but haven't done any reopen on him. He was raised from a baby colt from my cousin, so he's only had one previous owner, and we're in the process of getting another copy of his reg papers, but they will be here soon.
Oh, I'm sure.
Any day. I'll mail it.
Yeah, we'll mail it to you. Yeah.
I won't budge an inch, papers or not, so please didn't try to talk me down or trade anything cash only. And yes, parents, this is one of the few you can trust with the kids and grandkids, and that doesn't come cheap. I don't know what kind of horse this is. I don't know how old this horse is. I don't know how tall this horse is. I don't know what breed this horse is. I don't even know if it's a horse.
Well, so it does say he's every bit 16 or 17 hands. Not quite sure, but somewhere in that range.
To me, as a rider, 16 is very different than 17 hands.
Yeah, there's a big difference between 16. It's probably, when they say that, more like 15 or 14 and a half. Yeah.
Ruby's in the lead. I like that one.
It's probably a pony. Brianna sent the following one in, a Facebook post. looking for a friend because she doesn't have a Facebook. Chris is going to Montana for a natural horsemanship class and is getting different manures and minors.
Majors and minors.
Oh, what's going on? What the hell is he doing? He's getting different manures and minors. In this college, she needs a horse. I thought it was a boy. Now he is... Wait a minute here. In this college, she needs a horse. Now he has very little with riding. Chris would like to do barrels in college and also English jumping. Chris would like any breed. Don't ask. I know what you're thinking. Just comment on what you have.
What I'm thinking is, like,
yeah. Is Chris a man or a boy or a girl, first of all? It seems to be both. In this ad, I'm assuming a girl because she wants to do barrels, but I'm not sure what we're thinking. What are we supposed to be thinking? Chris would like any breed.
I don't know. But just tell Chris that it's very cold in Montana in the winters.
Yes, might want to buy a coat too.
She might want to have her friend post on Facebook for a jacket. And our final really bad ad of the week, and I'm going to knock on wood because so far the baby's still sleeping. Horse to be used as trail buddy. $200, Ryan. Horse, period. It's a nice horse, period. It has decent coloring, period. It likes carrots and apples and grain. It rides in a flat saddle and will go on trails just fine. It doesn't Raleigh lick the ring, but can be worked in there. T-H-E-I-R. It is a bigger horse, but kids can still ride it. It has hoofs done every few months and does see vet. It will buck, but only when needed.
Okay, when is that exactly that you need a good buck?
I am asking $200. I can take checks or cash, but prefer cash as I don't like checks. Email me if you have questions. No pics.
Okay, let's discuss. When exactly do you need a good buck?
I don't know. I don't think that you do really ever need a good buck.
I don't think so either. That's very funny. All right, who do you want to give it to? What surprise again, Jennifer?
A pair of saddle savers from JF Equine Collection.
Okay. And who do we want to give that
to? I like Ruby and Edna.
Ruby, let's see. Ruby had the gilding that anybody could ride that was maybe 16 or 17 hands. And Edna had the last one you just said, the trail buddy. Up to you, yes. Jamie. You decide today.
Let's go with Ruby today. I'm feeling it.
Ruby wins. Yay for you, Ruby. One of our auditors. Good for her.
It was just a really bad ad.
Yes,
it was 16 really or 17 hands tall. I mean, it's very, very descriptive.
Yeah. Yep. And his registration papers will be in the mail soon. Promise.
Uh-huh.
Promise.
So is the check. I'll put the check in the mail.
Promise. And the tallest trailer we've ever had on Really Bad Ads right there.
Very true.
Makes you wonder what they were hauling in that thing, doesn't it? Makes you wonder how tall that horse was.
For a giraffe.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week on Monday. No big races over the weekend. What are you going to do with yourself? Orange is new black for me, baby.
I'm going to watch American Pharoah get a bath. Repeat it. I love it. Hey, you guys have a great one. It's only like 112 here now. So I'm going to go ride now before it gets too hot. Thor says hello. And just so you know, Glenn, next weekend, we're going cross-country schooling. Yeah.
There you go. Well, then this is for you, Jamie. You requested a little Jared Rogerson, Riding Wild Ponies. So we're going to end the week with Jared.
That sounds so good in this.
And that's only because Chris Helmsworth hasn't done any songs yet.
I got my Cadillac packed.
Because they don't let
She's
him speak.
She's loaded and ready. Gonna take her down the road to the rodeo. And with a new tank of fuel and a cool Mountain Dew, I'm gonna do just what I wanna do. We'll be riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. For the title, the champion of the world.
world will just show up, take the money and run. Even if I don't win, well, I'll still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls, driving all around the world. Granddaddy said I need to find a girl and settle down. It's a secret to a happy life. Now I'm feeling pretty good. Man, he must have been right. I just found my one and only for the night. Well, Bucky's on the phone and darling's heading home. Me, I just travel wherever I may roam. I just show up, take the money and run. Sometimes I don't win, but I still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls, driving all around the world. Girls, finally won the title, the champion of the world. We just show up, take the money and run. Even though I always win, well, I still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls, driving all around the world. We'll be driving all around.